I shook my bed laughing last night for like a half an hour about just I don't know where it came from, but just the idea of ordering just a hamburger, of just getting like a plan, being out like a nice date, like a high power date where you're like, oh yeah, she'll have the paella, a fine bottle of wine, and I'll have a plain hamburger. I was laughing so hard. It's just the funniest fucking most bland meal you can get. It's not even a cheeseburger. You have to specify like, I need a plain hamburger, like extra well done.
Yeah.
I was fucking laughing
Toast to the
so
bun,
yeah,
please.
dude. Just sitting there eating it, like, this is delicious,
or a
man.
milk
Yeah, milk and
with
a plain hamburger. I just love how it's a hamburger. You know where it came from? My brother's father-in-law was he tried to order a cheeseburger, and they sent him a hamburger.
it.
He's like, it's got a hamburger. Dude, that is the fucking funniest meal, dude. A plain hamburger.
It's a real psycho meal. It's a real psychotic order.
Just fucking bread, meat, no fucking cheese, dude. No condiments.
Yeah, it's like, do you want fries or a side salad? No sides.
That'll be fine. Just a plain hamburger, please.
Just the burger.
That's such a sick fucking meal, dude. Just protein, B
I might
vitamins.
Have to start ordering that.
It's a plain hamburger.
Very
dude.
Publicly.
But could I have a double hamburger?
Yeah, double.
Dude, I'm shaking my bed last night. But he's like,
really?
What? I'm like, I'm not even going to talk to you about this. You're going to get mad. Just
That's
think,
awesome.
Just a guy on a high powered date. I'm like, and I'll have a plain hamburger. Thank you. Well done, please.
You should have ran that bit by Brittany. I bet that would have.
Oh my god, dude!
Crushed.
At 11:30 in the night. Yeah. Oh, she would have
been
fucking.
Fuck up.
Shut up! You're not funny. Dude, that was killing me last night
yeah.
thinking about that.
That's hilarious.
Just more so of just being out to dinner. Fucking ordered a plane. Oh. Just be like, oh, a plane.
Dude, last night I spent the whole night holding in farts.
What?
That was rough.
You haven't broken the barrier?
Slightly. But, dude, you've been around me. I fucking let loose.
Yeah,
that's a tough barrier to break
Here's
down.
Here's the thing, dude. She's holding in just as many farts. Maybe a
nah.
little less.
Yeah.
They're happy when you break the barrier.
Yeah, but then I don't want her.
You don't really have stinky farts, though.
My farts don't smell, but they are loud.
Crack it off, dude.
All right.
That's like farts, beards, it's all the same thing. It's just like a sign of your strength. If you crack off a real loud fart, that's like a lion's roar, dude. That's you at Pride Rock.
True.
Dude. Just like... Yeah, my dad used to fart. My dad will like rip loud ones, dude.
Yeah.
My mom fucking loves it, dude.
I don't know. You get to a certain age where you grunt after farts.
Yeah.
Like, when did you get...
Well, my body apparently like stiffens to like I have like a telltale. I'll like be in bed and I'll go stiff. And Brittany's like, "What are you doing? Don't!" I'm like, "You can tell."
For sure. Yeah, you flex your core. Yeah. I love the fart face. You could see kids make like, dude. I knew my friend's fart face so well that in school, like if all he had to do, I'd be like, "Yo," like if I looked at him and he'd be like.
No,
I would laugh so fucking hard. Like, don't do it. Don't fart. Dude, don't fucking.
Dude,
the
farting,
idea of a fart in school
oh my God.
Made me laugh.
Dude, farting as loud as you can in school is the best thing in
oh
the world.
Oh, my God. Oh,
was,
my God.
It was always like the move in my school is you'd put your head down, you'd put your head down on the desk and just fart as hard as you could. The whole class went to chaos.
Dude, that's got to be a tough heckle for a teacher. Be like, in the middle, you're like, damn, I'm killing this lesson. I got all my material down. Someone fucking farts. It's like, fuck, dude, the train is derailed.
Oh, dude, you got to get, that's like a half an hour getting people back on track. Dude, my cousin. My cousin cleared out the classroom in grade school. He farted all the time. We all had to get out of the classroom. We started bringing in stink bombs. This one girl was like, I'm gonna throw up. Dude, this one, he was so mad. He was like, sorry, we can't be like, it was just a fart. And she was like, that's not a fart. Just trying to find proof of this thing. She's like, that's not a fart. It's something else. We broke it in music class. The whole class had to get out. It smelled for like 3 hours. I forgot. Dude, there was like a year of my life where all I did was drop stink bombs.
I fucking fucking hated those kids. Dude, I fucking, like, had a real resentment for anyone who had stink bombs. I fucking hated them. Even as a kid, I was like, that's bullshit.
I used to get them down the beach. I'd buy them at the boardwalk. And for, like, I'd be set for, like, three
stack up.
I'd go in, like, my favorite deli that I went to all the time and walk down the drink. I'd, like, you could either, like, toss them down an aisle or you put them under your shoe and just step on it. That's what's up.
It was, dude, I can't be in church.
Yeah.
I laughed the whole fucking time.
Did you laugh at?
I don't know. Well, Katie was like, my niece is about to sing. She's like, she's about to go on and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a different lady singing. It was like clearly an old woman. There was like, oh, and I was like, is that her? Like, I don't know. Katie That's saw my face funny. When the lady started singing and be like, what the fuck? This is what she sounds like? So we laughed
at that. You can't turn around.
Yeah. It was just... Yeah, nothing. Oh my God, I was asked to read. I said no.
Yeah, you said you did say that last time.
I was like, I can't read. There's no way. And thank God, because the reading was at the end of it. The last line of the reading was like, "And the coming of His Son." And for some dude, that killed me.
You think you would have
just the last sentence being the coming of His Son? I was in the pews, just like, yeah. Sick-year-old, dude.
I had a bad case of the giggles the first night. So I went to California for 4 days. The first night I got there.
Out in Cali for 4 days. No big deal. That
is what it is.
Come on, bro.
Just hopped on a Southwest jet, went out there. Dude, I had bad gas. I had really bad gas. Like the 2 days leading up to that, like excruciatingly, like every 45 seconds, bad gas. And
you were farting every 45 seconds for 2 days.
Dude, no bullshit, man. At least, like, when I idled, like, at nighttime, for sure. Every couple minutes, I'd lay in bed.
Engine was revving.
And then if I would move a little bit, it just fart would tumble up. And I'm like, motherfucker. It was ridiculous.
How did your lady take that?
I'd excuse myself from the room. This is what I do. So I'm naked at bedtime.
Yeah.
So I'll excuse myself.
I get naked at bedtime, too.
Yeah, I'm butt fucking
sick
naked.
Being naked at bedtime.
It's awesome. But then when I have to excuse myself, I just walk out into the hallway naked and fart as loud as I can. Yeah. So then, like, I was doing other stuff where, like, I started getting bored. Like, I kept farting so many times. So, yeah. Like, eventually I started doing stuff where I would, like, if it was, like, kind of rumbled in there,
yeah.
I would walk up and go into, like, kind of like a... I guess it would technically be like child's pose for yoga.
Yeah.
But I do something similar to that and then just like open my butthole and just be like.
Did you open it enough so it's like.
No, I was still getting vibrato every single time. Okay. So like, but even still, I would like bend down the frog pose and fart. I'd lift my leg. I was like, dude, I'm doing a different pose every single time. And like, it's like at 1 o'clock in the morning, dude. I'm like waking up to fart.
Dude.
And then I started squeaking them out at nighttime. They were so bad. Like I've woken her up with farts before.
Smell or sound?
Smell.
You've woken someone up with smell?
Yes, 100%. It's tough.
That's insane.
That's tough stuff.
That's insane.
Yeah, man. I just switched back to like primarily plant-based again.
Okay.
So I was like, I got to go back on for 2 weeks. So like, I had a hard amount of beans enter the system in like a 48-hour span.
Mm.
And then I had a lot of treats. I was in Chicago just a week before.
Yeah.
So I had
You've been traveling.
I've been moving,
Chicago,
dude.
Cali. Dude, yeah, it's how sick is the Cali weed, bro?
I had no weed out there.
No weed?
No.
Oh, man. Dope is the fucking Cali
weed?
Cali
weed's fucking sick.
Cali
dude.
Weed is fucking sick. Love the fucking gnarly shit out there.
Cali weed makes up. It's so funny because when I'm in California, the last thing I wanted to do is smoke weed out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
You're uncomfortable out there. You're not as comfortable.
I'm comfy. I love
you like it.
I love California.
Yeah, you're a West Coast guy.
I am. I'm basically, I mean, I don't know if I'm SoCal or NorCal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm San Diego to the bones, but I mean, I definitely can.
You
hang
might be
out.
Diego to the bones.
We call it Dago. Me and the
really?
Me and the boys from around the OC, we call it Dago.
Why do you guys call it Dago?
Dago, dude. That's the tat you get if you're from San Diego. You put in Dago because there's a gang up there called the IEs. So you don't want to write out San Diego and have IEs because if you don't fuck with that clique, you know what I mean. If you're in a white, you know, if you're in a white power crime group. but no, so I was farting hard. I was just farting on the airplane.
Hard
dude.
Farts. Dude, I'm sorry to cut
Go
you
ahead,
off.
Please. It's a story about, it's a 9-minute story about farts. You can cut me off.
No. I'm going to jump in with a story about farts. One of, like, you know, like a church fart, unbelievably funny. School fart.
Oh my God.
School fart and church fart, top, unmatched.
For sure.
But one night, we, on the ND trip, me and three of my friends were sharing a hotel room with my one friend's uncle who had come with us. And he had been drinking a little, so he was like pretty much passed out. Dude, my friend Dusty did exactly what you did, like fart every 40 seconds as hard and loud as he could. And he kept putting his ass against the hotel wall. He would be like, oh, oh, God. And he would get up. He laughed so hard. Dude.
Your uncles are rusty.
The uncle was asleep. And we kept trying to wake him up with the farts that were the loudest fucking farts. And against a wall. It was one of those where
against
you had to, like,
against a hotel wall.
Against a hotel wall. Oh. And, like, trying to hold in a laugh when that was good. I think we did it for, like, an hour. Just the loudest farts.
Dude, holding in a fart laugh is nirvana. It's like the highest state of
it
mental.
It really is.
It's
it
like,
really is, dude.
First of all, I was laughing thinking about, like, uncles are basically fart shamans, dude. He should have fucking. He's probably awake the whole time.
He's
like,
probably awake. Just like, yes, yes, young men. Yes, these are growing young men.
Dude, nice.
I've been kicked out of buildings several times for the fart laugh.
Oh, really?
I got suspended
for a fart laugh
in middle school. Dusty again. Dusty farted off a pew during Stations of the Cross. During Stations of the Cross. So, yeah. Like, every year we would always laugh during Stations
like,
of the Cross.
It's anyway. Like supporting a terrorist attack. If someone farts and you laugh in school, they're just like, you too.
You're out.
You're fucking out.
Well, that's what happened. The teacher was like, the teacher freaked out because the priest stopped. He was in the middle of fucking Stations of the Cross. And every year we used to always laugh. We'd be like, because it got to the one thing that was like, and the Jews yelled, crucify him, crucify him. So I don't know. We always fucking.
Yeah, that's funny.
But Dusty farted very hard, and she was like, you're going to detention. Or that's a pink slip is what it was. Yeah. And I was like, but Dusty farted. And she was like, that's two. You don't say that in here. You're suspended.
You can't say
like,
fart in church?
Yeah, I guess. I did yell, Dusty farted.
That's true. Well, you were.
I was. I remember I wasn't doing it to be funny.
Wow. Your teacher Pontius Pilate you during
Twice.
Stations of the Cross?
During Stations of the Cross, she crucified me. Crucified me.
That's fucked up. So, like, him, you, and one of your other friends, you're like,
yes.
You're like the robber.
I couldn't deny him, dude.
True.
I was Barabbas.
Dude, you should have threw
fucking
a fucking.
O'Connor's such a dumb dickhead.
Is he beeping in?
He's just ringing the doorbell. Here, I'll be
Let's do it. Chris O'Connor, welcome back to the cast.
Yes. Oh, I love you so much, dude.
There we go. We're good.
I'm so glad you're here. I love you.
Yeah. Have you guys spent the whole episode talking shit about me or something?
Not at all. No. Not once. Never. You weren't even brought up once.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, you were.
What's mine?
We were talking about sex tourism, and I said anywhere you go. It's time. Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking school farts.
Yeah, talking general farts.
And, yeah.
Well, I was telling a very long fart story. Set across multiple locations. It's basically like the story of my trip to California started with like the 2 days prior to me farting just constantly.
Yeah.
So Shane had a very good story about his friend farting.
So
I'm gonna
bring in
Stations
some farts.
Of the Cross.
And this is Dusty. Dusty was...
Sounds like a good farter.
The best farter of all our friends. And that includes me. And I can... You guys have heard that. I lay down some bass.
You do. The
and
smell... You're not bringing the smell.
No smells, dude. Just all about that bass.
I get the full laser light show, dude. It's all the... It goes...
You get the fog machines rolling.
Yeah, mine's like Universal Studios. You know, they have like the little mouse tails tickle the back of your legs. It stimulates all the senses, dude.
Cinema 4D or whatever
it is. It's IMAX.
Dusty was also the guy who... I told you that. He used to shit differently in school. Like, he would come up with a funny way to take a shit. And then we would all go watch him shit.
Oh, fuck.
Like, then the last time we did it, he was holding himself up on top of the stalls with his hands,
like a gymnast.
Yeah, and his body in, like, the shape of an L. Like, so his legs were straight
oh,
out.
Oh, my God.
Holding himself up
like
this.
A pike or something like that?
What yeah, it's and a pike when you raise your legs.
And he was like, his pants were off. So he's wearing just the top half of like a Catholic school uniform, like just like a sweater vest and a white button down.
That'd be great if his pants were still on but unbuttoned at his ankles and he was like balancing them, his belt was dangling.
Dude, I just remember so vividly the effort he was making, because that's hard to hold yourself up.
You kidding me?
Oh, so his face was like darker. There was nothing funny to this.
No.
For him, there was nothing funny. He was very serious. Just like a tiny turd fell out. And there was like 15 dudes in the bathroom. They're like, oh. Our math teacher came in and was like, what the hell's going on? And Dusty was up there. Like,
What's he up to now?
He's home. Chilling.
He's the fucking man,
back
dude.
In Canucksburg, balling out.
That's what's up, man.
But yeah, I remember that he farted and I got suspended, and then I went out in the hallway and cried.
It was like, all fun and like, games.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, dude. I was a little old to be crying, too.
Yeah.
It was like 6th, 7th grade to be crying at school.
Yeah, well, that was a great injustice.
And like, people were walking by. I remember students walking by and seeing me crying, and I was like, fuck. Fuck. And then I was also just like trying to explain to the teacher, like, you have no idea what this is going to, like, I'm going to get fucked up for this.
Yeah.
Like, you just are writing down my name on a piece of paper that is just an ass whooping.
Yeah, yeah.
That was for sure. And that was the time I went home. Showed my dad. He was mowing the lawn, and I just held up a pink slip.
Oh.
And he just let go of the mower and was like, get upstairs. I went up to my room, and I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And then I heard him slapping the belt on the way up the steps. And no. I was like, fuck that, no.
Did you explain to him his circumstances?
Didn't even have to. There was no time, dude.
Oh, no.
There was no time.
Oh. But, dude, so I'm we were talking before you came
so
here.
You're ripping farts.
I'm farting, dude, on the flight. So I was like trying to hold it in, whatever, just to kind of, you know, have some respect. So I went to Chicago for the like overlay or layover, whatever it's called, there for an hour.
It's an overlay.
Overlay. Is it? No, it's layover.
It's a layover.
So then I'm sitting there. I get out of Chicago. I'm pretty much holding them in for the most part in Chicago. Let out a couple bubbles. No big deal.
Yeah.
I hop on the one from Chicago to Los Angeles. And I'm like, dude, my stomach's fucking racked gas. I'm like, fuck this. And dude, so I get my seat. Some big fat black dude comes and sits on the outside of me. He's like, I just feel like big fat black dudes are the most like, they're the most like gregarious dude. They're like, he comes on, he's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, what's up, bro? And we're like, you know, I'm like, oh, great. This will be fun. The plane fills up. Two like 19-year-old girls are the last two to come on. And there's a seat between us and one behind us. Dude, earthquake, dude. Just literally just goes, hey, like, you mind if I sit there? And he pats his lap and he's like, come on, go ahead. And I was just like, oh, fuck. And he looks at me. He's like, ha, ha, ha. He's laughing. I was like, that's pretty fucking funny, bro. And then the girls were just like, oh, that's so crazy, blah, blah, blah. And they were just like laughing it off.
White chicks?
Yeah. 219. Dude, these are party time college chicks, dude.
Oh, my favorite.
So they're just fucking, yeah, dude. They're just like, ah, oh, my God, you're so silly. So then she sits in between us. And, dude, the whole time this guy's hitting on this chick. This guy's like 40. This girl's like 19. He's like, what are you guys, like 13? You guys look like little girls to me. Like, dudes. Yeah. I was just sitting there like, oh,
it's a
my
good
God.
Place to start. Yeah.
Yeah, he starts negging them, instantly age negs them. And, dude, honestly, in my head, I'm like, dude, that's fucked up because that is exactly what works on 19-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys look like little girls. I'm like, no, we're not. We're big girls. So he's talking.
Yeah, we can do big girl things like these sluts.
Well, dude, the whole rest of the time, they're talking about, like, drinking, how hard they party. Like, and then there's a dude behind them who was just going, like,
jerking off.
Oh, yeah, we're all flying to L.A. So the dude behind us was, like, their age, maybe a year older. And he'd be like, yeah, man, I mean, I'm probably going to blaze as soon as I get off the plane.
I hate your fucking plane.
Dude, it sucked.
You guys suck.
Dude, I'm
if I heard a group of, like, what are you guys doing talking on a plane?
They were
cool,
laughing at each other.
Fun.
But it was like that, but it was just a bunch of people trying to fuck two 19-year-old girls.
Yeah.
So then, like, the 19-year-olds started kind of, like, playing, like, games with each other where they, like, kick each other's seats and stuff. And I'm sitting there reading my book, dude. I'm reading
Holding in farts.
Well, at this point, all bets are off. Now I'm like, these fucking two girls need to smell some farts, dude. So I'm sitting there, like, I'm reading The Road Less Traveled. So I'm reading this book about, like, spiritual growth and, like how, like, it's all about, like, a
Did you talk to the party girls?
They briefly kind
of... probably jumped in there a little.
Nah,
it was fun time going around on the plane. Everybody's
not at all.
Like, oh...
Dude, I was reading a book about just like...
Yeah, that's your approach.
Deep psychological stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so then I was really disgusted by this dude next to me, just like all this weird shit he was saying. I was disgusted. I was just kind of like, dude, will you shut up? So I'm sitting there, but then it's a fat guy. What do I do to fat guys when I got a fart? I fart and I blame it on them in some level.
Very easy.
He kept getting up and going to the bathroom. So I'd let him go to the bathroom. As soon as he come back, it would just be like a bunch of little bubbles, maybe like 16, like a 16 bubble fart. Dude, putrid.
Oh.
And then like he'd get up, go away. I'd wait. He'd come back down. Blah, 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 blah. I was just ripping ass.
Hitting the rumble strips,
dude. Rumble the whole time, ripping ass.
And they stunk. Did people?
They're pretty bad. No one said anything.
No one said anything. Could you visualize some?
My nose was in a book the entire
time.
Any
grimaces? Is there anything better than a plane fart and then you see a grimace. Impossible not see, to laugh and give yourself
exactly,
away.
Exactly. So I like, dude, I had my hood up. I'm just reading a book, just fucking. I'm like,
very at, clandestine.
At one point, at one
it's
point,
like in Shawshank when he's matching, like hitting the pipe with the thunder.
It really is. Dude.
Well, at one point, I was kind of I
perfect,
started
perfect timing a fart with a fat guy getting up. Is
dude, I was timing
dastardly,
and he kept going to the, I guess he's like kind of has like ADHD. This guy went to the bathroom like, or he was just shitting,
or he was smelling your farts and being like, fuck, not again. Fuck, I'm doing this.
Yeah, he's like, I'll get up and then they'll know it. It's not me.
Meanwhile, he didn't know who he was up against, the criminal mastermind he was up against. Dude.
Just framing him.
Oh, fuck. I was crushing this dude.
you did making a farter. You framed a simple fat man.
It was so funny. Because like he kept trying to map these chicks and I kept farting. It was just killing them, dude.
Oh.
I was fighting a good fight, dude. I was just sitting in my seat just fucking just letting
that's
them out.
That's good.
I protected
airplane.
Those girls.
There's no way it's that philosopher in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book. It's like,
what time was the flight?
I was flying out. See, the time zones got me scrambled.
I hit the
bit.
Morning flights result. Yeah, it was, like, if I have to wake up and go straight to the airport, usually I'm late, so I usually don't have time for a morning dump.
Yeah.
I just hit the airport. Just
you get a coffee.
Full. Yeah. You chug a 90-ounce coffee at the airport. Oh. Get on the plane. I'm just as gassy, like literally as full of gas as you can possibly be.
As soon as I go through that metal scanner thing that like swoops you, like takes the picture.
Yeah.
As soon as I get out of that, I have like a headache and my breath is bad. As soon as I enter the airport, I have immediate dog breath and I have like a headache and like a fucked up stomach. It's like as
every
soon
time,
as I get in there.
Every time I land, yeah.
It's horrible.
I get dark red eyes and dog breath. Like
crazy.
It's
crazy.
On
it's
the plane.
Wild.
After being on the plane. Yeah.
Well, I think because you're just sitting there with your mouth closed.
Dude,
for farting. That long,
yeah, breathing
just
in
there
farts,
farting all fart air.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm on a plane, I just let them go. I don't.
You have fart poisoning, dude. You get down.
It's too crowded. No one's gonna identify.
Yeah,
the source.
Dude. So I'm fucking.
Well, that's a benefit of being a little guy. I know I'm number
you're
one.
Suspect number one.
Number
one.
Dude, yeah. Being a fat guy flying is like being an Arab flying. You feel
as
bad.
Far as
like
farts
as far as
everyone's looking at you,
everyone's kind of looking at you like, what are you gonna do on this flight? Please don't sit next to me.
I was thinking about like when the sky marshals aren't busy, they just go out, walk around, investigate farts on the plane. Like, come to the fucking back right now. Who's that fucking you? Who fucking did it?
We got that Ghostbusters thing.
I would have been fried, dude. It was like, dude, so then like I get off the plane finally and I meet up with my friend and then we go out to eat. So we meet up with like his, and I was on a total empty stomach. I didn't eat all day because I'm like, let me just get all these farts out of my stomach. I don't want to add any more fart fuel. I'm going to get them all out by the time I get there. So I got most of the farts out of my system. And then he's like, you must be hungry. So we go and eat and I hadn't eaten all day. So I eat this, like, we go to this place where these like, it's like Chipotle, but for salads, kind of like Sweetgreen, I guess, here. But this place was like, dude, it was unbelievable how fucking good it was. So I put down like a 3-course meal.
You're a West Coast guy, dude.
Exactly, dude. So I go down. It's like grass-fed steak over fucking iceberg lettuce with like fruit in there. I have like a dessert, all this other shit. I eat it as fast as I can. And I get like that, like literal stomach cramps because I had to fart so hard. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. So I go to the bathroom. Walk in, some dude's in the urinal, and I start peeing next to him, and so I'm like, I let out a screamer, dude.
Fuck.
And I'm like, wait, do people not do that over here?
You let out a black cat.
I let out a black cat. I was like beating a cat inside of a bag, dude. It was like, I could, you know those farts, you're like, if I keep pushing, this will probably go on forever. Like, do you ever go on a date, and then you like don't fart for like 4 hours, and you get in your car? Yeah. It was like a post-date fart. So I let a little bit of that out.
Man, what a good fart that is.
Dude.
Yeah. Or like if you sleep at a chick's house and when you leave in the morning.
Same, dude.
Or as soon as she goes to sleep.
No, dude.
No. I've done fart? That. Though. I spread my ass cheeks and fart.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're asleep next
to
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll spread my ass cheeks.
Yeah, yeah, just pull one up.
It's going to stink, though.
No, my farts don't smell.
True. Dude, mine
and sometimes you just got to chance it.
And you got to risk it. Yeah. If it does smell, it's hilarious.
True.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, right away.
Dude, so then like I cut my fart off. The guy leaves the bathroom, and I'm like, oh, finally I can fart. Dude, I fart for like literally 10 seconds. I'm just like, and then I see feet in the stall, and just start dying laughing. Like, it's like I'm just, at this point, I'm like possessed, dude, by this fucking fart that I just let out. So I'm like, fuck, this guy has heard somebody fart and be like, bah! Oh, dude. And then a door shut. So I walk back out. It's my friend and his girlfriend. I can't keep my face straight. Finally, I get to the table. And I start. The girl's saying a story, and I fucking just lose it.
Yeah.
Like, what's so funny? I'm like, some guy just farted in the bathroom. I couldn't own up to it. I just met this girl. So then she went to the bathroom. I was like, dude, it was actually me who farted.
Whoa.
He started. Yeah, I let it. It was quite a twist. But dude, it was. I don't. Maybe it's just you had it.
No. A urinal fart is up there,
bro. It was
as far as it was like fart.
A 10-second fart. I just looked down and see like pants pull down over some airwalks and I was like, oh fuck, dude, that was so fucking loud. And I got paranoid, being like, is this like, do people not fart loud in bathrooms on the West Coast? Am I like doing some fucked up thing?
Yeah.
I asked my friend. He's like, nah, people fart hard out here. And you know, I'm like, all right, thanks.
This one time, me and my friend Bison. I've definitely said this on here. Me and Bison. Have you ever met Bison?
And Bison, yeah.
Big dog. Me and him are big dogs.
You can blame a fart on him.
Oh yeah, he's next. He's number one on the fart totem pole.
Yeah,
and my pals. But me and him had gone and seen a movie together, and then we were both going to the bathroom after the movie, and a grown man at the urinal right in front of us, because we were standing against the wall waiting to pee, mm-hmm. and this guy farted, you know, like an old man urinal fart, like. And me and him just started. Me and Bison just died laughing. And this guy, it was a very small battle. Like, this guy had to turn around and see two giant men, two big idiots just dying. We just were laughing in this guy's face for a fart. Oh man,
how do you like it?
The guy was visibly angry. He was visibly angry.
Why?
It's very weird to see me and Bison together, and then. Like laughing at you for farting. It's like, fuck you two.
Yeah.
You two definite farters.
And he's probably so old, he's got to relax everything to get the piss out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably has to fart to pee. Yeah, you're right.
It's just everything needs to just
fucked up.
Loosen up.
Guy's a medical condition where he has to fart to pee, and you guys are laughing at him.
So funny. It was one of those things. Like, we looked him in the eyes. Yeah. He turned around, and we were laughing in his face, which only made it funnier.
Dude, how could you not? If I were him, I'd be laughing while peeing. Like, God damn it.
For laughing at farts. Spanish class in college. Kid next to me, we were sitting in a circle. Kid right next to me, who was a friend of mine, like, looked at me to try to act like, he'd be like, yo, listen to this. And he, like, thought it was going to be a quiet, like, just me and him would hear the fart. It came out so loud.
Oh.
And he did that thing where he went from, like, smiling to then just very, like... he made a very serious face. It got embarrassed. Like, his face turned red, and he like stuck his face in his book. But
oh my god!
I mean, lost it. Kept laughing. Everyone else in the room said, because everybody laughed. We all had a good laugh. The teacher laughed. We were all laughing, and then I couldn't stop laughing.
Well, you were in on it too.
Eventually, the teacher had to be like, "Señor Gillis, please." Like, we all had a good laugh, but it's over now. And then, like, 3 minutes later, I was like. She was like, you can leave the room.
Oh my god.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. She was like, no, it was, I get it's it, but
it is also funny to have someone be like, Señor.
Señor Gillis, please.
Oh my god.
It was funny, but it's over now.
Dude, in college, it'll never end. I don't know how. The dude I went out to visit, me and him got our hands on a mechanical fart machine. So like remote controlled, like it would just let out a fart and you could plant it somewhere. Yeah. So it was me, him, and our other roommate.
Yeah, we had one of
those. Dude, we slid it under our other roommate's seat. And like, I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You go. It was like the whole class sat up front, and we sat in the very back. So he was like, the three of us were like a little like, you know, we were like a little cluster around like no other people. So we planted this device, left the room, and sat right out front of the door. I'm like, dude, it was so fucking funny. Because this dude was a pretty straight-laced dude, too.
Yeah.
So the whole class, he was pretty ticked.
That'll bother you.
He went red quick, dude. He was in accounting class. He was here. And they were like ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. They suck. They're like. I remember it. Was it like a little black?
Black box, yeah, with a speaker.
Shaped almost like a tombstone?
I believe so. Yes. You could stand it up.
Yes. We had the same exact
thing. We had the same fart machine.
But I mean, we were both Spencer's Gifts.
For sure.
I went to Spencer's every time I was in the mall.
It was fun.
My dad did that. We had a family dinner. And my dad thought it'd be funny to fuck with my uncle. Except my dad pretended he was the one farting. Like, he just wouldn't stop farting. And at first, my uncle was like, what the hell are you doing? Stop it. And my dad kept hitting the button. But the remote control to the thing we lost, and the only way you could use it is, for some reason, his car remote worked for it.
What? Like,
if you pressed unlock on the remote for your car, the fart machine would go off.
Could you unlock a car with a fart machine?
Perhaps. It was a Ford Taurus.
What?
Maybe Ford's in it. Whoa, dude.
Maybe Ford made fart machines.
Perhaps.
You know, Tesla has a fart machine built into it?
But because you were hitting the unlock.
No, what?
Hold on. Because we were hitting unlock to make the fart machine go off, the car's lights were flashing.
Fuck.
And my uncle was like, your farts are... Like, these are connect. This is the craziest. Like, he lost his mind laughing. He lost his fucking mind.
You say your uncle was like the fifth dimension.
He couldn't. There was nothing he could. You know, farts were making cars light flash.
Oh my god!
So Tesla has a fart machine.
So Tesla, if you get the new Tesla, you can hit a button that's like right. You can choose what seat makes a fart noise because Tesla is just all computerized.
Yeah.
So you can literally, like, whatever, like, the speaker near the seat is, you can just set off, you can just be on the screen and be like, fart, rear, back, right seat. Just be like, boom. And set off a fart right next to the passenger.
Why?
Elon Musk is a fucking doofus.
He is the man.
No, he is a doofus.
No.